welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
Hooray! Well, hey guys, something that came out over the holidays, kind of interesting, hit a number of the news outlets, is Intel supposedly making a big move to revolutionize and also destroy the cable TV industry. And what they were looking to do was supposedly have a service and or a set-top box that would allow customers, anybody with an internet connection, to buy whatever programming they wanted, be it by the channel or by the show, a la carte, without having to buy a big bundle from a cable company. This would have been an amazing deal. What makes it ultra amazing is they were also going to offer a DVR service, cloud-based DVR service, along with that, essentially giving folks out there the chance to watch pretty much any show, anytime, on most any internet-connected device, for what would assumedly be a much lesser charge than what you would pay your cable company to get the same capabilities, which you really can't even get those capabilities. Interesting story, and it made kind of a splash, and now we're hearing that there's some backpedaling on that. Henry, I think you had the latest on it, right?
Yeah, I saw a posting, I believe the gentleman's name is Cringley.
Cringley? Yeah.
Yes. On his blog, and quite interesting. I had not actually heard this. I wasn't reading the news over the holidays. I was working, but I did read this. The real question is, you know, how many chips is that going to sell? I mean, is it get Intel back into every household in America? Is that sort of the goal that you guys think they will go after, or what?
I think there's a couple of plays here. One is a chip play, but I think the bigger play is to get Intel into a truly massive market that could be potentially very high margin.
Yeah, but you know, as has been said time and time again, dealing with Hollywood is difficult.
Yes, and that's where we're supposedly, from what we're seeing now, the latest news, is where this has hit some problems, is it's not the technology side. That's fine. The Intel can handle that. It's on the whole intellectual property content licensing model. And that's the hard part. And
Well, it surprises me they hadn't figured that out before CES.
Well, I think that they've been, from what I'm seeing, that they've been working on some agreements, and they weren't going to announce anything at CES, from what I've been seeing. But they've been working on getting the agreements with the studios and distribution, but nothing was in stone enough to announce anywhere. But when you think about it, there's this whole monolithic model of the cable companies that's ripe for disruption. And
I'm all in favor of disrupting the cable companies, Dan.
I am too. As a guy that writes a pretty big check every month, more than happy to see that. And I don't think, though, we're not at the point yet where you can cut the cable without making some significant sacrifices in terms of the content that you're getting. So there's an opportunity there for a big player to get in the middle of this. But what that big player has to have is a lot of money to be able to go directly to the content producers and drive around the blind side of the cable and satellite companies. And Intel does have a lot of money, but from what I can tell, it doesn't look like they've been able to get all of those agreements in place.
Well, this whole story outlines a big problem that Intel has right now, and that's a shrinking PC market, which butters their bread, right? How do you replace that revenue?
Mm-hmm. And this was an interesting gamut to get around
that. I'm assuming
they
wanted to do that with set-top boxes and mobile devices that ran this service, and probably the servers that served it up.
a lot of server, lot of server behind here. But, you know, I would argue that they're going to get that server business anyway, because that's what the cable companies, the Comcast, the Time Warners, those guys are running Intel servers anyway. So they're going to get that business. It's going to be incrementally not that much more. But where the money was in making money from individual consumers like us who would subscribe to this. That's an entirely new and probably highly profitable revenue source. Think of it as sort of iTunes for live TV, and how iTunes transformed Apple. It wasn't, it was somewhat about, a lot about selling devices for Apple, not so much with Intel, but that content would be a huge number for them.
Yeah, certainly. They want to get that subscription kind of revenue like the wireless providers get, right? Every month, our cell phones, we send a check out to, the AT&T and Verizons of the world, right? And that's a nice, dependable set of checks coming in. I think Intel would like a piece of that.
Absolutely. And when you look at the model, for instance, cable companies have to pay ESPN so many dollars per subscriber they have in order to offer ESPN to all their subscribers. Now, if you went out and polled individual subscribers and asked them, hey, if you could save a couple of bucks off your cable bill, would you drop ESPN? There's a pretty good sized chunk of folks that would do that. Not everybody's a big sports fan.
Not, I would drop the Food Network, et cetera, et cetera, if I could do a la carte. Right?
Exactly.
I can't.
But look at the disruption that puts into the market. If someone were to come through with a true a la carte plan like that, suddenly in order for a Comcast to offer ESPN to their subscribers that want it, they're not charging a couple of bucks a month. They're probably charging $20-$25 a month.
Well, whereas, Rich, I could do without ESPN for the rest of my life, but I wouldn't want to miss Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I mean, So the problem I'm seeing, is one is rounding up all those television stations and getting the separate agreements to stream over the Internet, and two, the cable companies still have us via the internet connection. If I got my phone company locally, my DSL is just not fast enough to drive things. I can't get DSL that's going to be quick enough, so I'm stuck with cable. What are they going to do about changing the model and just jacking the rates differently so I'm paying Intel for my, and now I'm paying the cable company for internet, and they'll just change the rates? Because, until there's really, truly competition down to the last mile, I don't see how this works.
And that might take a revolutionary technology in the wireless space, because certainly that's what's driving all that growth in the third world, right, is they don't have the money for the wires, but they got, millions of handsets coming online all the time, and we just need a way to figure out how to deliver these services that require such high bandwidth.
Well, you've got the Google Fiber experiment, too.
Yep, and that's still Google. I'm still controlled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The last mile issue, to my house is the issue, Dan.
Yeah.
And so
you don't want to trade Comcast for Google. You don't see that as being a win-win. That's just trading a new master, right?
That's becoming, a new slave to a new master. It's not I'm the slave here, and they're the master. There are no options for the last mile. Until that happens, I don't see where Intel has a big advantage here.
Well, we have options here, where we are in our market.
And we have two. We have DSL and we have cable.
Well, we have three, because we have DSL, we have cable, but we also, most places have fiber.
Okay. Are they from three different companies?
Yeah.
Then you consider yourself lucky, because the DSL around here and some of the older communities, they're not going to dig up the lines for the last.
But my internet bill is much less than my cable content bill.
My cable content bill, I'd be happy to pay more for the internet to be able
to get a la carte content. What's killing Comcast.
My cable content bill and internet and phone combined together is about $160 a month. And it's ridiculous.
It's about for half mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I run all the business stuff
through
there too.
I don't have all the extra add-on channels you have, Dan.
Probably true. But I'm running DVRs, but I also run all of the business stuff through there too. We've got multiple lines and all of that. But it's a pretty big chunk. But if you look at it, it's a loser for a Comcast or any of the cable providers that have that infrastructure. It's a loser for customers to just use their internet service, even if it's faster internet service, more premium internet service, if they drop all of the content stuff.
Okay.
And that's the battle that they're coping with. That's the problems they're coping with now, is people cutting the cord in favor of just an internet connection.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at just getting Hulu and getting rid of all the other crap. But I just couldn't convince my wife, and I couldn't push it over the edge to figure out how to make it all work.
There's too many compromises in that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a number of providers that are, besides Netflix, you've got Amazon now. That's something I'm trying out at the moment with their Amazon Prime, which gets you the cheap two-day delivery. They're bundling in streaming video. Right.
Yeah. And, older, mostly older content.
Yeah. Yeah. The free stuff is still older. And it's not all the TV shows you want, definitely. But I noticed today that Redbox, those guys at the grocery stores renting DVDs, they're getting into the streaming content as well for $8 a month. So this space is getting crowded there as well.
Yeah. The other thing, though, too, is that the I spent a fair amount of money on my TV and home theater stuff, and you lose some quality in the streaming.
Definitely.
You lose,
yeah.
In fact, quite a bit of quality in the streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's the same
I think
problem,
you're trading that for convenience.
It's the same problem that audiophiles had when MP3s first came out, right? Mm-hmm. With early iTunes. It's that you gave up a fair amount in quality.
Well, but yeah. Let's get back to Intel. And let's come full circle. I mean, the issue becomes, I don't think anybody can manage a streaming content without having the bandwidth out, within their environment to sell you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Amazon had their own fiber, Google had their own fiber, Comcast had their own fiber, the phone company had fiber, and there was real competition, and I could pick and choose from a collection of stations, that would be perfect.
But you mean fiber going directly to your house, to the back of your TV?
Just to my house. I'll worry about it to my TV. I'm not,
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if it's really more of an issue of having a couple of, or at least one utility-like service that takes a pipe to your house, and then you choose what flavor of water you want to run through that pipe.
I don't think we're going to get to Evian, Perrier, Mendota Springs, and the rest of them, Dan. I think it's too expensive to get the amount of whatever it is, fiber or heavy copper or cable to your house. There's going to have to be some other paradigm before this Intel gets what they want. Because you're just going to shift. If Comcast, around here, if Comcast started losing everything to Intel, they would just raise the internet rates. Or U.S., or CenturyLink, or, since you only have two providers. Yeah. If they're not getting enough profit from the other things, they're going to have to amortize the profit across other things. It's just, yeah. I don't see any other way.
Yeah, they're masters at this, these companies. Like when Apple bundled in text messaging into the Wi-Fi, so you didn't have to pay per text message anymore. AT&T just changed the price structure of messaging, so you still ended up paying the same amount. So, they protect that revenue very dearly.
So where are we going with this?
It's a good question.
I don't know what happens. I because it's all about the competition here. So I think, guys, that we've abused this subject enough. We need to move on.
Yeah.
We've rambled around it from every potential angle. So let's put this one to bed. Good night.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.